This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. The president of the Milwaukee Common Council says alderpersons are close to authorizing the city attorney to take legal action against two car makers whose products have been stolen by the thousands in the city. Alderperson Jose Perez says Kia and Hyundai failed for years to have anti-theft devices installed in some of their cars. City officials say in 2021 alone, nearly 7,000 Kia and Hyundai were reported stolen in Milwaukee. Car thefts have declined over the last 15 months, but remain substantial. Perez says the city's lawyer should look at every possible way to help vehicle owners and taxpayers.
Anything that will make our constituents as whole as possible and recoup any services and resources spent on stolen cars related to Kia and Hyundai for the fact that they've been that easy to steal.
His words come as Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call led 22 other state attorneys general yesterday in sending a letter to Kia and Hyundai calling for swifter action to help those whose cars were stolen or heavily damaged during a break-in. Call says the two car makers recently announcing free installation of theft-deterring software in some models leaves too many unknowns.
We need to know how soon people are going to be able to get that software. We need to know what Kia and Hyundai's plan is for people who are not able to get that software. We need to make sure that people who can't access the software are able to get steering wheel locking devices free of charge. And so we also need to know what Kia and Hyundai are going to do to help the communities that have been impacted by these steps.
In a statement to WUWM, Kia says it's committed to working with officials to ensure vehicle security. The company says it's already contacted more than 1 million Kia owners to let them know about the software upgrade and advise them to schedule an appointment at a Kia dealer. Kia says it's also distributed 23,000 steering wheel locks to law enforcement agencies for them to give to impacted owners. Hundreds of the locks have been given directly to drivers. Still, Milwaukee resident Tammy Bartley, whose Kia was broken into this year, says the two automakers must do more to prevent huge disruptions in people's lives.
Imagine how you would feel if you go to work, school, etc., and hope that you still have a car when you come outside.
Almost all other car manufacturers include the theft deterrence that some Kia and Hyundai models lack. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.